Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Talked a lot about COVID 5 years later. And yesterday, many gathered in Northeast Philadelphia to honor the memory and their love of Sergeant James O'Connor, never forgotten for his impact and hard work and dedication in the community. So the SWAT team was commemorating the 5 years time since his death in a very solemn ceremony. This was in Northeast Philadelphia. So it was 5 years ago this week that Sergeant James O'Connor IV was killed while serving that arrest warrant. This happened in the city's Frankford section, and his wife, Terry, was there last night, high school sweetheart, speaking out. We've gotten to know her over the years, the O'Connor family over the years. His son, James O'Connor V, is a Philadelphia police officer, and by the way, is in the K-9 unit. His daughter, Kelsey, an Air Force veteran. Just a beautiful Philadelphia family who I think we've all come to love. But Sergeant O'Connor, 23-year veteran of the police force, served on SWAT for 15 years, corporal at the time of his death, and then posthumously promoted to sergeant. And now his son's canine partner is named Corp, you know, for Corporal O'Connor. So just thinking about him, because 5 years ago, you think about COVID, and then they couldn't have a proper funeral because they shut everything down right then. And it was such an insult. It was very upsetting to many people. And then as well, so they couldn't have the funeral, I think, for 8-9 weeks. And then as well, those individuals who they caught and have since been convicted, they actually, it just took really until recently, if you can imagine this, to have some justice in that one. But Hassan Elliott was pleaded guilty to murder in federal court. So did Khalif Sears, and two others will still stand trial. So we just, to the O'Connor family, for all of us, we're just thinking about you 5 years ago this week. It was a rough night last night, a lot of prayers.
You know, we talked about the firing squad in South Carolina last week. I think it should be mandatory firing squad if you murder a police officer. I would be on board with that 1,000%.
Amen. We have in North Philadelphia a 6-year-old little girl. We have word 6-year-old little girl died in this row home fire. Happened early this morning, 3000 block of North 4th Street. And we're also told by firefighters an 8-year-old little boy right now is in critical condition at St. Christopher's Hospital for Children. So those fire crews, the firefighters, first responders were able to get both of the small children out of the home just about 2 hours ago, gave them CPR, did everything they could. Tragically, the 6-year-old little girl died. They were able to sustain the 8-year-old little boy, get him to the hospital. Like I say, he's in critical condition, but there's a woman also critically injured by that fire, and a man suffered less serious injuries. So this was a fast-moving row home fire in North Philly, and so we're following that one for you this morning. We also had this American Airlines plane emergency landing Denver International Airport.
Wait, what's going on?
Another, I know.
Do you have that video, Phil? I think I sent it to you.
12 people hospitalized this morning still.
There it is, yeah.
Look at this.
Oh, what happened?
It's on fire.
Look at that. They're all standing on, like, the catwalk or the runway going into the plane because they had to deboard, obviously.
Oh, that okay. I thought that might have been the wing of the plane.
No, it's...
Look at this.
Look at that.
Yeah.
It sounds like you could hear somebody crying at one moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't... My goodness. I don't know if there's any cursing on this. That's why I'm kind of riding the levels here.
Look at there, the fire. Black smoke. Yeah.
It sounds like there was a dad, and they're at their gate with a family with a small child. The dad is taking that video.
Yep.
You know, you might think twice. I don't know. Would you think twice? You're watching this, like, oh, everybody at gate 8, we're ready to board the plane.
I'm already a nervous flyer. If I saw this, I'm like, guys, we're turning around.
Yeah.
We can drive to our destination.
You know, we got the boat show starting today. Pontoons seem like the way to go these days.
Yeah. I'll be there in 16 years, but it'll be a fun trip.
Taking a pontoon to Italy.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that'll be me in a month.
Yeah. Dawn Stensland
is navigating her own pontoon with a bottle of Cabernet and a group of 12.
Do they? Is there any info on what started this or how it? You know, like everybody, I assume was on because they deboarded, and then I guess they saw the fire and they were like, "Everybody off!"
Yeah, so they're investigating this. I know that the pilot and the flight crew had said that there were some kind of engine vibrations. There were engine vibrations.
Oh, boy.
Then they started smelling something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People said that the plastic inside the plane, you know, by your windows, that started melting.
Oh, wow.
Well, I guess
people were flipping out.
Mm-hmm. On the bright side, I guess you could say that at least it happened while they were on the ground.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah. That entire
flight.
I was
looking for that glass.
I am, you know.
You get a refund and free flights for a year for every customer on that flight.
We do have in Montgomery County, this is a warning, as I know the Pennsylvania Attorney General issuing some warnings about your key fob technology. This is in Royersford, Pennsylvania. I have family right here. This did not happen to them, but police searching for these thieves. They use technology to clone the signals of people's key fobs to unlock and then steal several vehicles. I believe these were Hondas, or at least two of the vehicles stolen were Hondas. And so they've said that this has happened in Gulf Mills, Upper Marion, to Conshohocken, Upper Providence Township, and this latest one in Royersford. So there's a lot of concern here. They're warning people, you know, if you have that key fob, you want to keep it in something to protect people from hacking into that signal.
What a bunch of scumbags we have. It's bad enough that people are lifting the debit card numbers at the gas pumps,
yeah,
and now we've got key fob manipulation.
There was somebody from Fox 29 last night tweeted out a Ring doorbell picture of, or a video, I believe, of who they believe the suspects are. Obviously, they don't know, mm-hmm, but there were three shady-looking characters that were milling around a parking lot,
uh-huh,
with their hoods up.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So, yeah, this is...
Good golf out in Royersford. I'm sorry,
yes,
to hear that's going on out
is there
for those people. Yeah, nice golf courses out that way.
Yeah.
There's crime everywhere.
Yeah. Well, don't, you know, be careful when you park your truck, not a truck out there.
Not a truck, right. Yeah, stay away from my 6-cylinder truck. Fools.
We will talk about, you know, our list today. We'll talk about Chuck Schumer, the Senate, and the budget crisis that all the mainstream media was telling us about yesterday. Looks like it'll be averted. We'll talk about all of that. And then also Dr. Oz will be under the hot lights. He'll be at his confirmation hearing and questioning today. So Dr. Oz in the news. You know, it was a shame because my husband and I, we all were up at 2:30 in the morning trying to see this lunar eclipse, because it was rare. It was supposed to be this red moon and a lunar eclipse. No, it was too much cloud cover.
Yeah. So you got up at 2:30, or you stayed up until 2:30?
No. I woke up. My son might have.
He was still
used
awake.
That as an excuse to play video.
Yeah,
you know, he's on spring break, so maybe that was his excuse to play video games at 2:30.
Yeah,
but no, you couldn't. Unfortunately, this was one of those. Oh, it's once in a lifetime. We couldn't see this in our area.
Okay,
you can look online. It's pretty cool.
The blood moon.
I was in a good REM cycle at 2:30.
Your eyes are moving, right? Oh my goodness!
I completely forgot about it. I should have.
Oh really?
Looked. Yeah, last night. I should listen to your news more carefully. Sorry about that.
They call it a blood moon, the red moon. It didn't look. You know, because at one point you could see the clouds were over it. You could see the bright moon at one point. But the thing is, because of the clouds, it didn't even look red. I was calling it a MAGA moon. They're all rolling their eyes. Like,
Dawn has politicized the moon.
The MAGA moon.
You need help. Seriously. Like, there's something wrong with
the moon has become a threat to democracy, folks. Stay away.
Well, in our forecast, 61 degrees today. Happy Friday. Get out and enjoy it. Mostly sunny. For your tomorrow, 66 degrees. There will be some clouds, but more sun than clouds. And then Sunday, a sweet 69 with that sunshine on Sunday. Sunday definitely was 69 and sunny. Best day of the week. And then we'll still remain in the 60s next week. Monday, 60. Tuesday, 64. And next Wednesday, 70 degrees.
Yeah.
Feeling good.
Yeah.
We're never going back.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
But we could go to the Philadelphia Boat Show. Thank you for sponsoring us. Boat sale of the year. It's back. Philadelphia Boat Show this starting today, March 14th to the 16th, Expo Center there in Oaks. Top tri-state dealers ready to deliver saltwater fishing boats, pontoon party boats, ski boats, bass boats, PWCs, and more. See PhillyBoatShow.com for all the details and the tickets. Philadelphia Boat Show, thank you for sponsoring Kellen Company News Live.
All right, Dawn, thank you very much. 6:14 Friday morning. Let's wrap up the week with one last big take.
The Big Take on Kellen Company.
Brought to you by Wawa as we put an end to the Palestinian protesters. You know, sometimes you have to put somebody in their place, and I think that time has come for the United States of America when it pertains to the Palestinian and pro-Gaza protesters that have really been running amok for 17 months in the aftermath of the barbaric slaying of Jews on October 7th, 2023. In America, hate speech is generally protected by the First Amendment unless or until it falls into the category of incitement to violence or true threats. Also in this country, you cannot occupy private property for protest as it constitutes trespassing, and the property owner can order you to leave and have you arrested for failing to comply. Civil disobedience, that is defined as peaceful but unlawful activity as a form of protest. This is precisely what has been happening in pushback to Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and the protection of Israel throughout the country. And Thursday, it went to the next level, and I think enough is enough. Yesterday in New York City, a pro-Hamas mob stormed Trump Tower as left-wingers have lost their mind in support of a terrorist sympathizer defending savages and ignoring victims. Here's how it looked and sounded. Listen and watch. You don't have a right to invade private property. This isn't a public gathering space. This isn't a park or government-owned facilities. And it didn't last long, as the fun and games are over with ICE detaining a pro-Hamas student, which, as obviously, we've been paying attention to, and that has come to a close. The cuffs came out, and these morons were carried out. Listen and watch this. Loaded up onto the NYC police bus and sent to the slammer. Here's more footage of ill-informed protesters being arrested and removed from Trump Tower. Listen and watch this. And here's a lady in Manhattan minding her own business at a red light being cursed at as protesters spit on her vehicle. Listen and watch this.
You!
You scared now? Stupid!
You!
Stupid! Yeah, triangle, Hamas! Yeah! Yeah! Open your window, dummy! Open your window, now you're scared!
It's time to start charging these people that go above and beyond what is considered protected speech with harassment, terroristic threats, and domestic terrorism. Any college that permits this, defunded immediately by the federal government. If you're here on a visa, you're gone. Charge these animals with the max. And it also continued at Tesla dealerships. Here's the latest protest in New York City to Elon Musk. Listen and watch. And that occurred at an NYC Tesla showroom, peaceful but private property. Your rights denied. Reports indicate that this is happening via Democrat fundraising platform Act Blue. And the media is complicit as well. Here's CNN actually trying to downplay and defend this behavior. Listen and watch.
Like if you, you know, are attacking Teslas or dealerships, going beyond vandalism, that could be an act of domestic terrorism. But I do want to ask about this as resistance. Is this what resistance should look like?
So Trump thinks that if you try to kill cops to overthrow the government and change an election, that's not domestic terrorism, but somehow having a protest in front of a Tesla dealership is. The bottom line with Trump is freedom and liberties belong to people who agree with him, and that's it. That's his view of America. That's not a view that people who believe in our Constitution share.
And you wonder why more Democrats today actually watch Fox News than CNN. Countless context missing from a general claim like that. But we're not going to rehash January 6th for the 7 millionth time. This isn't resistance. This is absurd. And then you have MSNBC, which has lost half of their audience since the election, offering up this doozy of analysis. Listen and watch.
But then you also overnight have this post claiming that protests at Tesla dealerships are illegal. He said today he would label violence against dealerships domestic terrorism. Now, you know, I am judicious in how I play this sound, but I think you need to hear it from him.
Mr. President, talks about some of the violence that's been going on around the country at dealerships. Some say they should be labeled domestic terrorists.
I will do that. I'll do it. I'm going to stop them. We catch anybody doing it because they're harming a great American company. Let me tell you, you do it to Tesla and you do it to any company, we're going to catch you and you're going to go through hell.
So just to be clear, you protest a private company, you are labeled by this administration a domestic terrorist.
So we have spitting on people, we have entering private property, we have burning and destroying things, we have vandalism, not protected acts of speech. It's pretty simple to comprehend. And do we need to revisit the summer of 2020? The mostly tolerant, peaceful, and inclusive left is actually violent and hateful. And it's time for this administration to root it out, shut it down, and ship these people out. If you don't like America, get the hell out or go to prison. I'm good with either. Mahmoud Khalil is a piece of garbage. Nobody wants refugees from Palestine. Not a single country in the Middle East will take these people. So you're damn right America shouldn't. And they won't under Donald Trump. You really think Trump is going to broker peace overseas with Russia and Ukraine, as well as a ceasefire with Hamas in Israel, but allow these radicalized Muslims to wreak havoc on American soil? No shot in hell. Set a precedent. Start with local law enforcement, as you saw, NYPD. Utilize state police if necessary. Get the FBI involved. Domestic terrorism. Bring in a National Guard if need be, if they get real violent. And if people go above and beyond the First Amendment and break the law and endanger others, throw them in jail. It's long past due to end this verbal and physical spat on American ground. And it's been going on for a year and a half. So F around and find out, because you're messing with the wrong country with the exact right president to put a stop to it. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
Which is brought to you by the good folks at Wawa. Get the meal deal that you really want. Wawa's $5 big breakfast deal gets you any sizzly breakfast sandwich, any size hot or iced coffee, and a hash brown for just $5. Mornings made easy, just like Kale and Company. Got to have a Wawa. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in on social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, in the YouTube chat. We'll get everybody's thoughts and reaction on the other side. And then a very busy day yesterday for Donald Trump when it pertains to Russia, the government work stoppage, as well as putting an MSNBC host on vacation because he was exhausted from the first 52 days. It's Kale and Company, never exhausted, live on a Friday morning, back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's Kale and Company on demand. from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
I don't know about you, Dawn, but, I see the stuff at Trump Tower. That annoyed me. I see the stuff with the Tesla dealership. Three white liberal people just standing there like dopes with signs. They almost look like mannequins in a shop. And then I see these just unbelievably disgusting savages supporting the absolute wrong cause, spitting on a lady as she's in her vehicle, window rolled up, minding her own business.
Can we play that again?
Yeah.
Real fast.
That's the one with all the curse words that we had to bleep out.
It's D. It's D, Phil. It's Big Take D.
Yeah.
Roll it. And well, hang on a second, because if you get on over to YouTube, youtube.com/at1210WPHT, because if I'm on the street and this is happening with these people with headdresses on and their faces covered, I'm flooring it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't care who I run over. All right. Roll this. Look at this.
You scared me? What happened?
This isn't the Middle East.
Yeah.
Open your window, dummy! Open your window, now you're scared!
And it's not just people of Palestinian descent. I see an African-American person, I see a white person, I see males, I see females.
Let me ask you a
all
question.
All these dopes.
If somebody would have opened, just pulled out a gun because they felt threatened, or somebody would have floored it and hurt or killed somebody, that person would definitely be brought up on charges.
Oh, yeah, they'd be prosecuted to the fullest, especially in New York City.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they would make the innocent bypasser, the perpetrator, and the Hamas protesters as the innocent victims exercising free speech.
That's
disgusting.
Think about if you have a kid in the car or something like that. These people are disgraceful.
Oh, I know.
Disgraceful.
And she says at one point something like, she says, roll down your window, roll down, and she's screaming, and clearly English is not her first language, and in the crowd, clearly there are a few people at least in the crowd. English is not their first language. They would appear to be of Middle Eastern descent, based on the accents we hear. But as you point out, it sounds like there's a mix of American-born citizens as well as those who were not born here.
Yeah,
surrounding the vehicle, faces covered, heads covered, spinning at the window, but at one point says, oh yeah, you're scared. And that's the goal here. You see this woman, it's a woman driver, and I can't see who else is in the vehicle, but this is the point. They want you to fear them. So they, right there, this is not a peaceful protest.
Nope.
This is not freedom of speech. The point here is to terrify the person in that vehicle who is probably, I hope she's on 911. I hope she, because I would call 911 and I would want that call recorded.
Right.
And I think that there's a fair argument to say that the person in the vehicle fears for her life. She has no idea if these people are armed, what they're doing. They've surrounded, they're intimidating, they're screaming, they're eyeballing her. That's a terrifying situation.
These are people that murder and blow up things for the sake of what they claim is a religious cause. If people laugh, well, domestic terrorism, is that too far? I don't think it is, because you have to do something to end this. Because if you keep lollygagging around and the P word footing around with this, it's going to continue to happen.
You enable it.
You enable it. Yes. Exactly.
And especially cops, too. Where are the cops?
There was a uniform.
Well, there's an officer. I saw two of them in the clip.
Who appears to walk through.
But they give them too much rope.
Phil, can you play the video without the audio? I just want to see where the cop was.
So you see these individuals. Yeah. They appear to be banging on her window.
Mm-hmm. Spitting on her window.
Yep. And then you see the officer coming up from the back of the vehicle. Here he comes. think as it progresses here.
But there's no...
they're waving. Yeah. I think those are those Palestinian flags.
Yeah.
And what is Eric Adams going to do? This is his city.
These are masked people surrounding the vehicle, banging on the window.
All he does...
Banging on the window.
All he does is kind of just gets them away from the cars.
Yep.
And he motions for the car to proceed.
Yep.
I want chokeholds. I want batons.
Yeah.
I want dogs.
You can't be sitting there terrifying people like that. That's not free speech.
Well, if you're a taxpayer,
vile scum.
So if you're a taxpayer in New York City, you have very high taxes,
mm-hmm.
right? You have some of the highest taxes in the nation. On top of it, I don't know where this was, but you've got the $9 a day congestion taxing going on,
right?
The Kathy Hochul tax.
Yep.
And so for me, I hope somebody files a lawsuit and mm-hmm. says, I'm paying all these taxes. I'm paying for the roads, as Obama said back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also paying for the law enforcement to protect me.
Yep.
And I am being intimidated. I feel that these are death threats. I feel terrified. These people are threatening me,
mm-hmm.
actively threatening me. And so my question is, in particular, if these are individuals who are here on some kind of a visa, they are our guests in our nation,
yep.
as you would have a guest in your home. And so I feel that any of these individuals, I would like to see proceedings where their guest pass has been revoked.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of good people right now who are properly and lawfully waiting in line to become citizens and get green cards and all of this. So whether it's Mahmoud Khalil, which, is, by the way, is 29, 30 years old. He is not a Columbia student.
I know.
He's not a student.
Yeah. No, he's not. He's a graduate.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's all. He was a negotiator back in 2024.
Back, mm-hmm. Them all back.
With the whole Columbia, you know, that whole nonsense,
yep.
where they were demanding, quite frankly, that Columbia, you know, pull any support of Jews or Israel and all this and that. No, you don't get to come from another country on our guest pass, basically, and
mm-hmm.
and this is not a civil rights. Politico has this piece. Oh, well, let me tell you about Mahmoud Khalil, and
yeah.
I'm a journalist, and this is about free speech. No.
Mm-hmm.
This is about being in this country and having a right to say, if there's somebody who's a guest here and they're promoting propaganda that is from a terrorist group,
right?
No, you can't do that.
Yep,
that's not okay.
By the way. Road Warrior on the YouTube chat says in New Jersey, what happened there is qualified as statute as simple assault.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great point.
That's a great point.
He also said that's not a cop. That's a parking, like a parking authority or whatever.
Which one? The first guy that went through with the lighter blue shirt?
I think so.
Yeah. I think there's
so
a cop right there. If you just throw up the video at the end here, like you have it in queue right now. Yeah, that's.
Well, that's NYPD.
No, that says NYPD, although who knows.
Yeah.
But even if it's somebody with parking authority, I respect that person more for coming in between those individuals
right.
and trying to help the vehicle.
Yeah.
Obviously, the people inside the vehicle, especially the female driver, young female, you know, she looks, from what I can see, she looks pretty scared.
Yep.
She doesn't know. Are they going to shout? Are they going to shoot her?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to shatter the glass and rip her out of there and rip her hair off and rape her? Like I don't know what's going to happen to her. But that's the point.
Yep.
The point is, you have no idea, and you are trapped inside of a vehicle. And these people, you know, from your perspective, you can't see how many people are there.
It's such a great point, Dawn. I mean, you have to look at a lot of these Middle Eastern countries, a lot of that religion views women as second class citizens.
Yeah.
So you are 100% right that the guys there, you don't know, they could view her as property.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like they do in the Muslim religion.
Yep. Yeah.
So
ridiculous.
I hate to say this, and more I do say this, but you know, to that driver, get an attorney
mm-hmm.
and say that as a woman, as a female American, your civil rights have been violated. What if, let me just ask you something, what if that driver were a female African-American woman surrounded by white supremacy type white dudes
mm-hmm.
and their head coverings were white?
Yep.
What would we, how would we view this?
MSNBC would go wall-to-wall coverage.
Right?
So Rachel Maddow would come out of her four-day retirement a week.
So it's all wrong.
Yes, of course it is. Sounds like a good time to exercise your Second Amendment rights and arm yourself, because as Dawn says, you just don't
mm-hmm.
know. 855-839-1210. By the way, if you need that, go to King Shooters. So let me... You know, this was a great day yesterday, I thought, for Donald Trump from the standpoint of Russia with Russia-Ukraine. Also, obviously, the government shutdown that has been averted because Chuck Schumer has tapped out. So basically what you had yesterday was the trifecta of world wars. We've had Democrats that have been in office for a long time, and the media all bending a knee, tapping out, or saying, I need a break. And it started yesterday with Putin, who I've got the story from the Associated Press of all places. Kind of surprised that, because there were some outlets that framed it differently, but the Associated Press framed it the way I view it based on the clip that I watched of Putin, who basically is in agreement. The AP writes, Putin agrees in principle with proposal for Ukraine ceasefire and says more discussions are needed. The Associated Press wrote the following. Russian President Vladimir Putin said Thursday that he agrees in principle with a U.S. proposal for a 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine, but the terms need to be worked out, and he emphasized that it should pave the way to lasting peace. President Donald Trump said Thursday that there has been, quote, good signals coming out of Russia regarding a U.S. proposal for the 30-day ceasefire in Ukraine, and he urged Russian President Vladimir Putin to, quote, do the right thing for humanity. Quote, the idea itself is correct, and we certainly support it, Putin told a news conference in Moscow, but there are issues that we need to discuss, and I think that we need to talk about it with our American colleagues and partners, and perhaps have a call with President Trump and discuss it with him. So that was the first good news as we're closer to this coming to an end.
Do we buy Putin? He's really going to do a ceasefire?
My prediction is that we are going to have the ceasefire. I think this is
for
done.
How long? For how long?
I think we're going to have a permanent resolution at some point this spring has been my prediction.
Okay.
Again, I'm giving you like a 90-day window, right? Like I'm saying, it could be March, April, or May.
How many ceasefires has he broken?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. He's broken ceasefires.
Okay. How many has he broken under Trump?
Zero.
Okay. That's the question.
Zero.
Okay.
Well, that's the answer.
Never broke any deal with Trump.
That's
what I would say. Which world leader dared break anything with Trump under his first administration?
I think this is over by Memorial Day. You disagree, Stocker?
I think it's over now. I mean, I think...
Over how? How is this over?
No fighting.
Okay. All right.
No wars, no tanks, no destroying infrastructure, no killing of innocent civilians.
With Ukraine just giving up, right?
Well, Ukraine has to give up. Ukraine has to
ceding their land to...
What leverage do they have?
Russia.
What leverage do they have?
So, therefore, the ceasefire is Russia just takes everything.
No, they don't take everything. They don't take everything. Okay. But without the United States backing and supporting Ukraine, this thing was over in March of 2022. Russia would have finished them off in 2 months if it wasn't for the Biden administration sending all this weaponry and money to Zelensky. Does anybody think Ukraine is still fighting the good fight today if America never got involved? Almost 3 years later?
This whole thing stinks. It's all horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And to Greg's point, it's horrible. And so at this point, the fact that Putin, you know, they're making a deal.
Wait, let me ask you this:
they've been doing in Riyadh and Saudi Arabia.
Why does any American care if Ukraine gets the wrong end of the deal?
Well, because it's a first of all, you don't want to allow that. It's like on a simple basis. It's like a small child or a teenager or any child. If you allow them a foot, they're going to take 10. And
okay.
That's what Putin did. So Putin knew. So under Trump, 2016 to 2020, Putin was on his best behavior because he knew the consequences. Trump leaves Afghanistan's disastrous withdrawal with the deal broken that Trump made, by the way.
Right.
And now Putin's looking at this and he goes, this is the Biden administration, which the generals under him all have admitted they screwed up. And so Putin saw the weakness and he took the opportunity.
He took Crimea.
Terrible. Wrong, Greg. I agree with you. But what are you going to do? You got more than a million casualties on both sides. You want to let this go on?
Well, here's what I voted for.
It's a nightmare.
I voted for ending stupid, pointless wars. I voted for no longer funding the military industrial complex. I voted for America first and stop sending other nations our money. So why do I care if Russia gets 4 out of the 5 things that they want and Ukraine only gets 2 out of 4 things that they want? Why do I, as an American with no Ukrainian or Russian blood in my body, why do I care?
You can have that attitude. It's fine.
I think 78 million Americans have that attitude.
Now, understand that there's a, and I'm looking for the amount of money. I reported it at some point, but there's a ton of money that the assets of the Russians, that they have frozen assets.
Right.
So the part of this negotiation is that what they're saying with Putin is, if you want any of your those frozen assets to, if you want them, then you've got to be good and you've got to come to the table. I still suspect that they're going to have to pay. Russia in this deal has to give up something to Ukraine for doing this. That doesn't make it, to your point, Greg, that doesn't make it right.
Yep.
But now you have an administration after the fact trying to negotiate this mess.
Mm-hmm. Well, support for this war has dwindled over the last 3 years. I mean, it's gone from 72% support to low to mid 40% support. And that's probably in large part by Democrats that think that this should continue to go on until Ukraine gets everything that they want. So I just look
at it. We can't sit here and say then that we, like if we're going to say that what happens outside the border of America is not our problem, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But then we have to be consistent. Then we let Israel and Hamas fight it out on their own.
Agreed.
Then the next time, Iraq tries to take over Kuwait, then we say, guys, you figure it out.
I agree. I'm totally on board with that. I'm this the whole Middle East thing. I mean, that's been going on for far, far longer than Russia, Ukraine, and it's a far more pointless. I mean, these people have hated each other since the beginning of time. So I'm totally on board with that. The only difference is Israel is a major, major ally and power player in America. Ukraine's not.
Yeah, I mean, these are strategic areas of the world. And so I would just say this. Let's not elect leaders who are weak in the world. So if we have administrations who are competent and who promote peace and prosperity but make it clear that there are ramifications to these actions. Like with Trump, just nobody screwed with him. Part of the reason they didn't screw with him was because they wanted the money. He's a business guy. And so he's saying to all of them, I'm sure that the private talks, Witkoff, when I saw that Steve Witkoff was over there and was at the table, I thought, oh, this is a done deal. And Witkoff is the guy. You know what I mean? He's like gold. Wherever he is, whether he's in Riyadh, whether he's over doing the Ukraine-Russia deal, no matter, when you see Witkoff there, you know that's good news for mm-hmm. peace and prosperity. But for all of these individuals, the one common thread is that greed.
Yeah.
Thank God for greed, I guess I could say, even with Iran. So they don't want to be stripped of their money. All these people are greedy. The only problem I would see with all of this is that if there's anybody who has a different mantra and they're not greedy and they don't want their, because they're all billionaires, everybody over in the Middle East, all those Iranian leaders who claim that they're just for God or what, that's not true. Whether you look at the oligarchs in Russia, whether you look over the world, the one thing that they all count on is the greed of these people. They want to be rich. And so if, God forbid, any one of them decides to be a true mercenary and they have another goal, well, then we're in trouble.
Yeah.
But unless you have that, we're okay. Because that's what Trump is banking on, that they all want the bank. They all want to get wealthy. Because right now, Russia, Trump has them and Europe has them by the you-know-whats, the Kihonis, because they have all of their assets, a huge number, frozen right now, and they want the money.
855-839-1210 if you want to jump in. Coming up next, Chuck Schumer with a complete 180 in 24 hours, as it has Democrats having total meltdowns behind closed doors. Disaster averted. Kale and Company back after this.
Oh, make the magic happen with Kitchen Magic. Family-owned Kitchen Magic. You know what? They've been making dream kitchens come true to life for more than 45 years in our region and 60,000 homeowners. Kitchen Magic's experts, they're going to guide you every single step of the way, from free in-home design consultations to top-notch installation. And whether refacing or brand new cabinetry, which is beautiful, or just a complete makeover, your kitchen transformation is covered with high-quality American-made products. Your new kitchen will be functional and enduring as it is beautiful. Right now, you can enjoy an amazing, and this is amazing, 40% off installation. Just go to kitchenmagic.com, kitchenmagic.com, 40% off, 40% off installation. Oh my goodness, what are you waiting for? Kitchenmagic.com. Tell them Dawn sent you.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and on the free Odyssey app.
Exhausted at day 52. And so I'm going to take next week off. And I'm telling you that now because I know you don't like it when I just drift away. And I don't, but just taking next week off. Then I can come back.
Dawn Stensland, you've got a guy right there that makes a lot of money. He needs a week off. Complaining about how tough his life is to the lady that works one night a week and gets $20 million a year. Donald Trump, I think, has had more transactions, more, of his promises on his campaign that he's at least put into, and he hasn't delivered on everything 100%. Nobody can, but he has come forward with, okay, let's get the ball rolling on this. Let's accomplish that. Now, certainly things like the border, record numbers in 1 month, economy will take time, numbers are starting to look good. He has done more, I think, in 52 days than Joe Biden accomplished in 52 lifetimes, and these two overpaid dimwits, they can't handle it. And I think that's really why they're having the meltdowns that they are, is Trump is moving and his administration is moving so quickly that they can't sink their teeth in from a mainstream media perspective and gnaw on one thing and label it as unfit or too reckless, because he's already gone on to topic 2, 3, and 4 before they can even utter their talking points on topic 1 that he's trying to pull off.
Yeah, I'm trying to look up, you know, we never know for sure, but Lawrence O'Donnell, I mean, allegedly salary of $4 million a year. And so you think about the high, these people are so elite and they're in this bubble, like you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence O'Donnell, you've got Monday worker, you know, well, she's,
Monday Maddow.
Well, she's Maddow works. Is she working 4 days a
she's
week or something?
4 days a
oh,
week.
Oh, that's right.
During
the
100
first,
days or whatever.
First yeah. I'll come out of retirement for the first 3 months.
So are they exhausted because they're working more, because they're trying to keep up with just covering? Think about that. They're covering Trump.
They're crisis actors.
And so they're working harder than like they've ever worked before, because they have to keep up with they have to keep up with covering all the work that he's doing. Think about that.
You know who's really having to work hard? Rachel Maddow's producer, or Lawrence O'Donnell's producers that are typing up all the scripts for them to read, and then they have to re-edit them because Trump said something new. I'm pretty sure Lawrence O'Donnell's life is relatively stress-free, short of any issues in his personal life. He's got it pretty good.
There's probably a clip from Broadcast News. I was trying to think yesterday, we were, as a family, talking about like classic movies that would describe this. In Broadcast News, which is a famous movie about the broadcast industry, and it's a really well done movie. And so at one point, they're having all these layoffs. Jack Nicholson, I think it was, plays the main anchor. So they're having all these layoffs, like they're having at their network.
Mm-hmm.
And like Rachel Maddow's staff has been laid off. And so they say to the biggity big anchor, played by Jack Nicholson, well, you know, you could take like a 50% pay cut and we wouldn't have to cut all of these producers and writers and hardworking people.
Yep.
And he's like, man, that's not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
And so that's really what's happening. You played the clip last week of, was it Sunny Hostin, whatever, and her privileged self. All of these people are so wealthy and so privileged and so well, highly paid.
And detached.
Yes.
Yep. They have no idea what
so
it's like.
So true.
Yep. 855-839-1210. Dawn will have some news to kick off hour number two. One last big story after that, as Axios has the headline, House Dems go into complete meltdown as Schumer folds. CNBC and NBC News saying, quote, Chuck Schumer says he won't block Republican funding bill amid Democrat divisions over shutdown strategy. We'll talk about that story. And then Sean Farish is going to join us in about 35 minutes as he had to deal with swatting last night at his home in Tennessee. Also, an hour from now, comedian Paul Mercurio is going to join us in studio. A lot of good stuff with him lined up, and he will partake in his first ever What's on the Cut Sheet. Everybody wants to be a part of the Cut Sheet. We're back after this on Kale and Company.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.